Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a new attorney in Pella. Let's learn more about him and go in-depth with Andrew Isles with the Krakus Law Office. So, Andrew, where are you from?
I'm originally from Springfield, Illinois, but now currently live here in Pella. Got here by way of upstate New York, Cincinnati, Ohio, and then came out here for a job at Pella Corp after graduating from undergrad.
All right, so you traveled the United States and... The eastern part, and then decided Pella. Okay, and then you went to law school.
Worked at Pella Corp for a couple years and then decided to continue my education. And went back to law school at Drake.
Okay, and you're a new graduate?
Yep, just graduated this past December and took the bar and passed it in February and now working here with Fred.
And so with the Krakus Law Firm?
Yep.
Here with Wes and Fred?
Yep.
But we've seen you around. You've been in the office for what, a year or so?
About 2.5 years.
2.5.
Came here in March of 13 as a law student and started doing some research and drafting and things like that for Fred. Trying to learn a little bit about what he does to kind of get up to speed before I graduated.
All right, and so that's called clerking?
Yep.
And so you're pretty familiar with Pella by now.
Yeah, I've been in Pella for 4.5 years during the time I worked at Pella Corp beforehand and now this.
Well, what made you want to be an attorney?
That is a great question. I like to be in a position where I can help people. And I thought, what better way than an attorney? I was originally supposed to go to med school. I was admitted to med school. And then decided I was doing it for the wrong reasons and still wanted to find a route that I could help people. And law seemed like a good avenue to do that.
Doing it for the wrong reasons, that's too intriguing of a question not to ask.
It's no secret, doctors make a lot of money. I thought I'd make a lot of money.
Oh, okay. I see. And so, it wasn't just about the money, it was about helping people.
Right. And I've always been capable of putting thought onto paper in a way that can be persuasive, and I thought that definitely applied more to the law than medicine.
And they don't write a lot when you're... Well, I guess they write scripts and lots of reports and stuff like this. But you're right. But you end up writing more complex documents that you like the writing and analytical part of it?
Yeah, I like to apply the expertise that we try to maintain at this office with estate planning and business planning, things like that, transactional law. And I like to apply that to the client's issue to get them their desired result. The law is an ever-changing beast, and so staying apprised of that and then being able to logically apply that to the facts of the client's cases.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Andrew Isles, attorney. So what do you consider your specialties?
I'll be taking up the same type of work that Fred does. So I'll be doing estate planning, wills and trusts, things like that. I do quite a bit of real estate, working on clearing up title objections and things like that right now. In business planning, setting up new entities, helping them figure out how to protect their assets during operation and then also at the end when they're winding up their affairs and or passing it on to the next generation. And then I do a little bit of other things too, just to get a diversity. I do handle family law matters. I'm handling a couple divorces, things like that, guardianships, as well as a little bit of criminal defense, but I don't do a lot of that.
So what's the most interesting?
The variety is the interesting.
The variety, the different things.
Yep. For a little while in the morning, I could be working on a real estate transaction, and a few minutes later I could be at the courthouse doing a criminal hearing, and then I'm back at the office having a conference with a family who's having a family dispute over assets that a decedent has left on to the next generation. So it just keeps the day interesting. It's always something different. There is no routine.
And so is this something that they the small town lawyer kind of thing where you do a lot of different things? Is that something they teach you in law school? I'm guessing the big money's somewhere else, corporate law or something.
Yeah, you'd see bigger dollars in a big firm in a big city. But you also have no quality of life. I want to interact with my community, not only work in it. And you see that in small towns. You don't see that in big cities. Unfortunately, all of my contemporaries are going to the big cities. It's a growing problem that small communities are not having enough attorneys. Pella's fortunate, but I don't know if you've noticed, there's not been a lot of new blood in this industry here.
Which is part of the reason I'm here.
Sure. And the ones that are here are some phasing out. Some will be phasing out soon. So I think even Pella's going to face an issue with it.
Eventually not enough young lawyers?
Right.
Even a nice city like Pella?
Yep.
Everybody wants to go to the big cities and the big bucks and the high stress pay positions?
Yep. And they do that for a few years and then they feel like they can write their ticket somewhere. And they may be right. That's not my approach to it. I'd rather build a steady clientele and have a good quality of life while I do it.
Well, I'm a big fan of the John Grisham novels, the lawyers, you know, doing all kinds of things. I don't know. They're just exciting. But the pressure that the lawyers in those big city positions are in, at least according to Grisham, that's just like seems ruinous for family life.
Oh, absolutely. A slow week for them is 60 to 70 hours. I've got a friend that works at a large firm in Chicago. Was a friend. Started working at this firm and they literally have apartments in the firm. They have dry cleaning services, they have cooking services, they have chauffeurs. You're not expected to leave. And they try to treat those things as perks. They say, look at all the free stuff we give you, but you live there.
You're like a servant or a slave or something.
Oh, absolutely. And sure, you come out of law school and you make $150,000 a year, but downtown Chicago, that's not a lot. So
I'm guessing your time that you spent at Pella Corp, really, you saw the quality of life here and wanted to stay.
Yeah, and I was raised in small towns. We moved around a lot, but it was always from small town to small town. My dad runs electric cooperatives, so he's kind of just bounced around from co-op to co-op. As he gets it turned around, then he goes and finds a new challenge. And so small town life is what I was looking for. And Pella is a unique small town in that there's pride here and they take care of their town and the surrounding communities. It's just a nice area.
Well, it sounds like your dad's a problem solver. Sounds like you got some of that genetics.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Andrew Isles, attorney. So how do you interact with your clients? I mean, what's the first thing you do? Say that I walk in and I've got this deal going. How do you assess the people that you work with and how you can help them? Is there a regular process you go through?
Just like what we're doing now, we just have a conversation. I ask them to tell me in their words, you know, what their issue is or what they're facing, what the problem is, or if there's no problem, what the desired outcome is of what they're trying to do. And we just talk about it. And while talking about it, I try to pull out the pieces that are important as far as the law is concerned and then craft a transaction or a plea agreement or a settlement offer that's suitable for them.
Not every client's going to be happy, right?
Sure.
So how do you deal with that? That must be a little stressful.
You know, I it's rewarding to have clients that are happy with the work you do, sure. But like you said, obviously, anytime there's a lawyer involved, somebody's not going to be happy unless it's purely transactional like real estate. So it's pretty common. And really, I look at the situation they came in with and I look at the outcome that I got for them. And I take satisfaction in the fact that I know that I did my best for them and that they're better off for it.
And ultimately, they have to, I mean, in most situations, they have to agree with what you...
Yep.
Put forward, and so if they agree with it, by some level they're satisfied.
Yep, and we strive hard to make sure that we get our clients everything they're looking for. There's obviously always give and take. I've heard a quote, compromise is an agreement where nobody's happy, nobody gets what they want. But we make sure that we find their positive range, and we stay inside that range, and we we either fight tooth and nail to make sure we stay in it, or we work with the other side amicably if they're willing to do that to satisfy the client's needs. So,
do you see yourself that, with respect to other lawyers, as sort of, is it sort of a game, a competition? Do you think, oh, I can beat this guy or gal, or I'm smarter than them, or I'll work harder, or I'll have a better plan? Do you try to beat them? Is it a competitive thing?
Not really. There are some lawyers who view it that way, and so it's hard not to approach any issues you have with them that way, simply because that's in your client's best interest. You have to try to beat them, or your client's not going to get what they want. We do have an adversarial legal system as a whole. That said, I found, in large part, almost every attorney I deal with is willing to be cordial. They're willing to give some, and if they're willing to give some, I'm willing to give some, and then we find something that's mutually beneficial for our clients.
So ultimately it's about the clients. It's not about your competition with the other guy.
Yeah, no, there's no... For me to be successful, I have to have clients that are satisfied. And if I turn it about my competition, they're not going to be satisfied because I'm going to be running up their legal bill, fighting fights that I shouldn't be fighting. So we really strive to work with other attorneys in a cordial way to solve problems without fighting.
So how do you balance your time? I mean, is it such that there's more cases to take than you can possibly have, so you get to pick what you want to do? How do you determine how much time is enough to spend on a case?
I manage my time based on outcomes, not based on the time put in. So if I'm getting the client what they wanted, that was the appropriate amount of time to put in on that case. So I know I'm really not answering your question, but I don't know that there is an answer. There's always more work to be done, but it's all about getting the client what they need rather than giving it some kind of preconceived limit on how much time is the right amount of time for that case. Two cases could be virtually identical at the outset, and you get into it, and there's fights in one and there's not in the other, and you spend four times as much on that one. Just kind of the nature of the game.
Now, I've walked by and seen you chatting with Wes and with Fred, your colleagues in the office. Does it help you to have those guys that have been around for a while in the same office? Do you bounce ideas off them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely helpful. It's another resource. There's lots of resources out there. We got books, internet. But it's nice to talk to somebody about the things you can't get out of a book. For instance, if I'm going to have a case in front of a judge I've never dealt with, chances are one of these guys has dealt with them, and so I can kind of find out what motivates that judge and what kind of agreements and deals they like to see, so that I can go in prepared to do the best job for the client, because I know not only the law, but I also know the personality behind the bench. So judges are people too, so it's good to know that piece.
So you try to make the judges happy if you can?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, just other things like that, or if I'm going to be working with a new attorney, kind of learn a little bit about them, and even things as simple as communication styles. Some attorneys prefer you to call them. Some don't ever want the phone to ring, and they just want an email. Just depends. So those are the intangibles that you can't get out of a book that it's really nice to have the experience here to get that from.
All right, and so it's something you don't have to make the mistakes with. The other guys will say, we'll provide you the guidance there if you need it.
Yep.
You know, it's probably not going to take you very long to get up to speed on pretty much everything happening, huh?
Yeah, not from that realm, but obviously I'm not born and raised here, so learning some of the dynamics of our community as a whole, who's related to who, sometimes it can be a challenge just knowing who your client is. You get something that comes across your desk with a company name on it. There's thousands of companies in Pella, LLCs and corporations. So just knowing who that company is related to as far as the people behind it go, it can be a challenge. So having the extensive file system that we have here and the knowledge of Fred and Wes is very beneficial.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
That's a great question. I honestly don't know. The law is, like I said, it's ever-changing, and so the effect it has on the people who work in it is ever-changing. I can't even begin to predict.
Any last words you'd like to share with the listeners today?
I just look forward to continuing to develop my ties to this community and helping the people that are in it.
Thanks to Andrew Isles for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.